where the chemical potential is.
In my program, and when I was talking, I often said you could have donors and acceptors in the silicon at the same time. And you would wonder why you would do that. If you want it to be N-type, you put donors in. If you want it to be P-type, you put acceptors in. Except when you're making transistors, often during the fabrication process, you end up with donors and acceptors in the same region. So, for instance, this is what a bipolar transistor looks like. And you start with a, this is at least an NPN bipolar transistor. You start with a lightly doped P substrate, and you want to put an N well in the P substrate. And the, so you expose this to the N dopant either by implantation or by diffusion, and you get some, the donors in here, and to make it N, you have to make sure that the concentration of donors gets higher than the originally doped acceptors. And as soon as the concentration here gets higher as there, then the chemical potential will go up by the conduction band. And then you mask off just this region. You want to make a P well in the N well. Now you put acceptors back in it. The first thing you have to do is put as many acceptors in here as you put donors in to compensate those, and then keep going until you get to the P concentration you want. So this region is going to have the original ones, the ones that the donors from here, but then even more acceptors. And you have to add all three of them up to find out what the real concentration is there. And then there's a third well, a heavily doped N well, where you again dope with donors and dope heavily, but the acceptors in this region from these two dopings are still there. So you have in many regions of a device like this both kinds of dopants, and it's just a question of which one is the more which you have more of. That's the one that determines the doping type in that region.